Welcome back to our last segment of a conversation with Ruby Dee and her daughter, Nora Davis Day. I'm S. Pearl Sharp, and this is an interview recorded on February 12, 2007.
It's a good moment for me to ask you if you would read one of my favorite poems that you wrote.
Which one is that?
I am somebody.
I am somebody. Mm-hmm. This is something that expresses a struggle toward expressing what I believe love is. I see love in some very famous, the capacity to love. I see it in sometimes the poorest of the poor, those with little or nothing, but you can see it, you see it and know it immediately. Something happens inside you. It's physical, it's spiritual, it's a hair-raising kind of thing, you know, that translates. Mm-hmm. So, yes, so I. Oh, yes, oh, yes. I. I say I. Oh, I am somebody. I am somebody. I got this, the idea of listening to, Jesse Jackson, because we're constantly exploring this path of love by we help other people to express and get over the chasms and the deep pits in our own thinking and our own relationships, and there's always somebody that stimulates that becomes a match to the, you know, a light is on the subject of yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
And it took
which
us
is
a,
love.
Mm-hmm. It took us a long time to be able to say, I am somebody, not connected to white people and trying to prove ourselves, but just to know that we are.
Yeah, we are somebody, yes. Mm-hmm. And we as black people certainly can understand coming through slavery. It's been because out of necessity, we were in a position at the bottom where we could see, but the bottom of the social and political and economic structure in a nation, we had to find something else that carried us through, that made us survive. In that sense, you can say, well, survive is a good term, mm-hmm. but there's this aliveness, and some of these things I'm sure we've all felt. We've seen people unjustly treated, and we make an effort to redress the grievance. We join with other people to free somebody. We join with other people to relieve hunger and anxiety and poverty, and we join together in our best selves to do that. And it's this same, from the same dish as that, I think, that man-woman personal love, when we get there in a relationship, and when you see it in other people, you can rejoice because you share it. When you yourself are incredibly fulfilled in some way, it's hard to believe that other people can feel this same way. It's like ecstasy, you know. How can every creature on earth know ecstasy? But but every creature does, you know, from puppies and dogs and mosquitoes and, you know, or else we wouldn't even be here. And you recognize the fact when you relieve hunger or unhappiness or fear.
Especially fear.
Mm-hmm. And there's such a joy in it when you see people satisfied and fulfilled, and you come together in the moment where you may have been part of the fulfillment, and you can even love yourself then. you know. I say I am somebody. Somebody because you make me somebody. Because you are part of, because you share the somebody-ness of me. When you laugh, you make my lips a part of laughter. When you cry, tension pulls me from inside. When you are hungry, my food turns to poison, makes me burst. Bony fingers clutch my tongue when I know your thirst because you are part of, because you share the somebody-ness of me. When I see your precious blood out of place, your bones exposed in death, my blood chills and stops as I try to give you breath. I must keep you from all fear and danger. I must woo your peace of mind because you are part of, because you share the somebody-ness of me. I cannot own that which you cannot also possess. Your crime is mine, and from now on I'll confess because you are part of, because you share the somebody-ness of me. You are at the other end of the steel spring of hate, so I cannot hate. When you know my love, my love will warm you, cleansing deep. So let me take your hand. Let me touch your fingers, feel your face, know your heartbeat and all your doubts erased because you are part of, because you share the somebody-ness of me. We are fulfilled in and through each other on so many levels, you know. It's like picking up a phone and calling somebody. It's the thing is not complete until you reach that person. The circuit is not complete until you somehow make the connection. A person with a depraved mind is just, the elements of love are just, have been thwarted in some way, but that they're capable we're capable of caring about each other. Mm-hmm. That same person that murders, I believe, has it too. It's something that's, we wouldn't be human if we didn't have it in some part of us. I think that's what education is all about, is wooing the good spots, you know.
I like that.
In us. But every now and then, love, the understanding of love comes through like a light from heaven, and or like a light from some ethereal source. And if we're lucky, we will have experienced something like that. It's like...
That's when we can make change, when we can transcend.
Mm-hmm. Transform.
Transformation,
yeah. Yes. But love is a kind of energy, too, that can fall on you like stardust or something like that. It's something, but very, very real. This business of love, and when the essence of it lands on you, you're a transformed person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. And it opens you. To be beyond yourself, it opens you to be each other. You know, we can be each other.
Yes.
And I'm still working on it.
If you had to pick one word to describe the bond that you have with each other, what would it be?
Well, after you, Mom.
What did she say?
After you.
That describe a profound understanding and deep respect that would govern a good relationship between mothers and daughters. And I suppose the same thing applies to fathers and sons. But I think, and mothers really have to deserve, you know, there's something about, because you really are working for the people that you bring into this world. I would say profound understanding.
As I think about one word that would describe the relationship or mm-hmm. the way that I feel about my mother, and you know, we all have ups and downs and ins and outs and life changes and all of that. But I think the one word that I would describe would be indestructible.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, my sisters. I'm really honored. Thank you.
Isaiah Marie Barnwell of Sweet Honey in the Rock wrote these lyrics as a mantra in the wake of the bombings here in September 2001. I don't have the answers to your questions. I don't have the answers to your prayers. But I know this is a moment of transcendence if only we will take the time to care. Let us rise in love. Let us rise in love. When the universe is polarized by hatred, when we ourselves have been baptized in fear, when some of us are paralyzed in principle, when there is anger in the falling of each tear, let us rise in love. Let us rise in love.
Dear one, I never thought that you would witness such a time. I hear you cry. And dear one, there is a reason for these things, but where's the rhyme? I hear your whys. And I don't have the answer to your questions. I don't have the answer to your prayers. But I know this is a moment of transcendence. If only we would take the time to care.
Our music today included India Arie, Guy Davis, Little John, and Taking Us Home, Sweet Honey in the Rock, with Let Us Rise in Love, from their CD, The Women Gather.
The universe is polarized by hatred, and we ourselves have been baptized in fear. When some of us are paralyzed in principle, when there's anger in the falling of each tear. Has changed in just the twinkling of an eye. I hear you cry. And dear one, a part of each and every one of us has died. I hear your whys. And I don't have the answer to your questions. I don't have the answer to your prayers. But I know this is a moment of transcendence. If only we would take the time to care. The tide has changed and now we grieve at home. Though we're victimized by terror, we're not innocent. Who has the courage to change? Would we come on? Let us rise in love. Let us rise.
Some of Us Are Brave is a Black women's radio collective. Thanks for joining us today. We hope it nourished you. You may share your comments with us at someofusarebrave@yahoo.com. Catch up to us at myspace.com/SOUAB. And you can download or podcast this program at www.kpfk.org. Go to the archives. Big thanks to my production team, engineers Mark Maxwell, G, and Dandy Chimaringa, to Emmeline 2 Productions, and again to G, our always smooth board operator today. I'm S. Pearl. Every day, rise in love.